This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just put another drop of bliss on just for this broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high top the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we would be delighted to hear from you. And we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we have a listen line if you'd like to listen on your phone. But you're going to have trouble if you try to do this with AT&T. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. That listen line is 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. What's going on?
Rick.
You didn't call me this morning.
Hey, I forgot. I did. What was I not thinking? Wow. Sorry about that. You know, it's kind of frantic here at the farm. We're getting ready for hay, and we're really, really frantically running around, making sure everything gets ready. But I wanted to share with you, I've been really bothered about this transgender distraction, you know, where people can go into whatever bathroom they think they should go into, regardless of their anatomy. And I mentioned on the air that I could just see our son waiting for his lady friend outside the ladies' room and some guy walking in. And I know our son would walk right in there and just break that guy's nose. I know that would happen. Same would happen if some guy walked into the ladies' room and my mother was in there, our son's grandmother, or my wife, our son's mother. And so I told him this morning, I saw our son early this morning, and I said, I got some bad news. You are not going to be the first one to be arrested for confronting and assaulting some guy using the ladies' restroom because... Because here's what happened, and this is according to NBCWashington.com. So a guard was charged with assault after confronting a transgender woman using a woman's restroom. Okay, so here's what happened. So the Washington, D.C. District of Criminals Police have charged a security guard at a Giant grocery store with simple assault after a transgender woman said the guard forced her out of the woman's restroom. Now, it's kind of confusing because I'm using the word her, but that's what the story says. So they're calling this transgender guy a her. Now, Ebony Belcher, he is 32, went into the woman's restroom in the Giant store in Northeast Washington, D.C., and when she went into the store, she asked a store employee to point her, maybe him, to a restroom, and he passed a female security guard in the hallway. The officer came into the restroom and told him to get out. Okay? And so this transgender person said that the security guard told the transgender guy, "You guys can't keep coming in here and using our woman's bathroom. They didn't pass the law yet." So what happened was this transgender left the store, called the cops, and guess who gets arrested? The security guard. The security guard gets arrested.
It's all political correctness crap, and it's going to get worse.
It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. So I told our son, I'm really sorry to tell you that you will not be the first to be arrested for assaulting one of these dysfunctional creatures that doesn't have any clue whether he's a he or he's a she or she's a he or vice versa. Rick, we are falling apart. We don't even know what gender we are. And there's another story on the internet about these preschoolers, white preschoolers, believe that they can grow up to be black. We are so confused, we think we can pick our gender and we can pick our color. That our gender isn't determined by the Lord, and our race isn't determined by the Lord. Our color's not determined by the Lord. If you're a preschooler, preschoolers are actually believing now that they can grow up to be black if they're white. How'd that happen? Rick, and I don't talk about race on this program, but this is something that I think we need to talk about. I never grew up thinking that I could be anything other than what I was. I didn't think I could grow up to be a girl, and I didn't think I could grow up to be black.
You know, androgyny is not the same thing as being queer or, you know, feminine because of hormones. Everybody has a male and female part within them. I'm going to guess that your future, your higher self, is probably the opposite of what you are. That's a Jungian psychotherapy concept, that, you know, your higher self is the feminine inside. There was a movie called All That Jazz that tried to, you know, depict that, where he was not playing for the crowd, he was playing for himself.
I was talking with Dr. Joel Wallach, and another one of our instructors here. We were at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, and he was doing a seminar. And he said, privately and then publicly, that he believes that homosexuality is a result of vitamin and mineral deficiency. And he felt that by 2025, about 25% of the population of England will be homosexual as a result of vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And, you know, we know that our soil's depleted. We know that we're not eating nutritious food. I mean, we're eating extruded food, as I refer to it. And we're seeing a greater incidence of confusion and homosexuality, Rick. You know, before.
Yeah, it's the difference between being a woman and a man is measured in micrograms in the brain. You know, it's very subtle. What's that? Bruce Jenner is going to now change himself back.
There's another example of this confusion. You know, if you look at, do a search on images and you look up Bruce Jenner, you will see this handsome, extraordinary athlete, triathlon. The guy was great. Now he's wearing high heels. He's got boobs.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think that was more for publicity.
Yeah, but how do you undo that?
He's going to try.
Well, what I meant was, how do you undo the publicity, the negative publicity? That's like Obama thinking that he's going to turn this thing around and he's going to come out to be a great president rather than the biggest failure in the galaxy.
Yeah, really. That's silly.
Rick, I'm going to share a story with you. We have not talked about this. I haven't talked about this with hardly anybody except Joey last night. I got a call from one of our very, very, very loyal listeners. Her name is Deborah. And she called me and wanted to order a ProPure water filtration system, and I took care of that. And she was telling me that she has AT&T unlimited long distance on her cell phone, and they shut off her account, not for non-payment, but because she listens to a listen line, you know, like our listen line on the radio. She has AT&T unlimited long distance, and they shut her down because she was listening to broadcasts like USA Prepares on the telephone. Well, she's blind. She's blind. And so what AT&T did was they cut off her lifeline. Now imagine this, class. Imagine not having sight, depending on your phone, and you can feel the buttons on a phone that's not a smartphone. She does not have a smartphone. And then they shut her down. Not for non-payment. Well, I decided I would call AT&T. So I called their customer service number. And that telephone number is 800-331-0500. So I called their customer service. And this automated response computer says, you can speak in complete sentences. So I said, you know, tell me what you'd like to do. And I said, customer service supervisor. And I kept getting these prompts, and what prompted your call? So I said, anger. And then they wanted to know who I would, this automated response wanted to know who I'd like to speak with, and I said, customer service supervisor. And you know, I got transferred to a customer service representative. The guy's name was Quan, and he spells his name Q-U-A-I-O-N, Quan. So Quan is pretty helpful, and I explained to Quan that there will be two outcomes of this phone call, two possibilities. One possibility is I'm going to thank Quan and the supervisor that he was going to transfer me to that resolved this problem for Deborah, the AT&T customer. Or I'm going to tell everybody I know that I was unsuccessful in helping our customer, and that everyone who has an AT&T account should dump AT&T. And that would be any kind of AT&T account, whether it be an AT&T universal credit card, AT&T long distance, whatever it is, AT&T cell phone. And so I got, ultimately, I said, Quan, how are you getting the attention of a supervisor? Are you standing up in your cube there? Are you waving? He kind of laughed, and he said, yeah. I said, you're waving with one hand or two? He said, actually, I'm waving with two hands. I said, that's great. I'll tell you what, why don't you hit the mute button, and why don't you whistle and get the supervisor's attention? He said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get the supervisor's supervisor. So I got the supervisor's supervisor, and I'll tell you what happened when we come back. It's a mess. It's a mess. And what am I going to recommend? Obviously, choice number two. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, pests, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, DocRam.com, if you'd like to go to his website and read some of his books and find out which ones are available for purchase, DocRam.com. So, Rick, I was chatting with this woman. Her name is Asia Burks, B-U-R-K-S, and she said she was the customer service manager. And she was impossible to deal with. And so she told me that I was trying to commit fraud. And, of course, I didn't react very well to that. I said, I am not. All I'm asking you is, can your customer, and I have the phone number of your customer, and she would not listen to that number. I have the phone number of your customer who's trying to call a listen line of our broadcast, my radio show's broadcast. And she wanted to know if she had to pay for the call. Was it did I charge for the call? And I said, no, we don't charge for the call. It's kind of like, Asia, if I were calling your house, you wouldn't charge me for the call. And if you were calling my house, I wouldn't charge you for the call. It's kind of like that. So all I want to know is, can she make this call? And are you going to stop her from making these calls? And so she really gave me a hard time and accused me of trying to perpetrate fraud. And I got angry. I said, I am not trying to commit fraud. All I want to know is, can she make this call? And then she told me that, well, they have network, non-network and network calls. And I said, well, explain it. And this girl, this woman is so incompetent, this Asia Burks, is so incompetent, she could not explain to me what the difference was. And she would say, you're trying to commit fraud. No, you're not trying. Yes, you are. This woman is incompetent. So I was so annoyed. And by the way, she hung up on me. to tell me she was going to disconnect the call, and she hung up on me. So I have no reason to want to do any business at all with AT&T. They will not help our listener, our student who is blind. They are preventing her from using her telephone to call and listen to broadcasts like USA Prepares, which is an educational broadcast. They our student said that she can't call the prayer lines either. So AT&T offers what they... AT&T is committing the fraud, in my opinion. They're saying that they have an unlimited long distance, but it really isn't unlimited. It's limited. It's unlimited as long as you limit your calls to what they say. It's an outrage, Rick, and I'm annoyed. So I'm saying consider dumping AT&T at all levels. And if we do those kinds of things, and if we call AT&T and say, and by the way, here's her number. If you'd like to call and ask for Asia Burks, and I don't even believe that's her real name, Asia Burks, she claims her name is 800-331-0500. And you'll have to just ask her. Yeah, yeah, go get them and tell them that it's an outrage what they're doing. And so here's the question I have for our class. Does anyone know of an alternative to AT&T that Deborah, our blind student, can use that can give her true unlimited long distance at less than the $100 she's paying right now per month? Okay? And if we have that solution, we will make sure that everyone listening to this broadcast learns of that solution. So the answer is, let's dump AT&T and find a replacement for AT&T. We don't need them. We don't need AT&T. AT&T has been a crappy company for a long time. They've been a crappy company when they were in the computer business. They said, this is the last computer you'll ever need. And then they went out of the computer business. And they were right. It was the last AT&T computer you'll ever need. Because they went out of the computer business. They're a horrible, horrible company to deal with. I can't stand AT&T. And it's just one more reason. So, Rick, where did life begin? Do we know where life began?
What? I don't understand what you're asking.
So, my question is, do we know where life began?
No, we have lots of different models and things, but no, nobody really knows how it all works. Whether we were created, whether we were evolved, you know, all of these are the big arguments that we keep trying to answer, but I don't know. I think we were manufactured personally.
Well, you know, I asked a priest back in the 90s at Father Bob in Virginia. I said, Father Bob, do you think, he's standing in our driveway, do you think God's an alien and he made us and said, okay, here's Earth, here you go, you got everything you need, I'm going to tell you half of what you need to know, the rest you have to figure out, have a good time, enjoy yourselves, and I'm going to come back and check on you and see how you're doing. I'll tell you what, if he saw what's happening in Washington, D.C., he'd be furious.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, I've got an announcement for you. If you go to USAPrepares.com and you click on the contact tab, you'll see a drop-down choice that says Project Inquiry or USA Prepares Most Wanted Poll. USA Prepares Most Wanted Poll. It's on the contact tab of the website, USAPrepares.com. And this USA Prepares Most Wanted Poll asks you to make a choice among six options, what you would like us to offer as the first kit. And for example, the battery desulfator is one choice, The LED lighting strips kit, well, the battery desulfator kit is one choice, and that would be a kit that you would build. We would sell you the kit, you would solder it, and make your own battery desulfator, the same kind of technology that I use here on the farm to rejuvenate batteries. Then you'd have a choice for LED lighting strips, the same kind of lighting that we use in our kitchen. It's been running for years, and we can provide what you need in that kit. A colloidal silver generator kit, a tinctures and natural remedies as another option, a radiation detection kit that you can build in your own home with soldering iron, that's another kit, or other. Now, those are the six choices. So we'd love to know what you'd like to have first as your most wanted item, and that's what we will concentrate on making available first, okay? So that is at usapreparers.com. The contact tab and drops down for two choices, and one of those two choices is USA Prepares Most Wanted Poll. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Miles will be joining us for hour number two, and we'll be talking about these kits that we are going to be offering. And Miles and Joey in Michigan and Ed in North Carolina have been working very hard helping me with this, and contributions are making this possible. They are really doing the heavy lifting on this. So if you'd like to see more about that, and you can actually view the results of the poll. Right now it looks like LED lighting is in the lead, and number two is the colloidal silver generation kit. So please let us know what you want as your first most wanted. Rick, so are we still evolving, or maybe it's not evolving, maybe it's devolving, but is this process still ongoing?
It seems to be. For myself, I'm becoming, I don't know how to explain it. There's like everything's happening faster and more quickly and with more detail. I never noticed how awful our government was 10 years ago. 20 years ago, I never even thought about it. Now I think about it a lot.
Yeah, we think about it everywhere we go. You know, I was talking with Joey off the air, Joey in Michigan, and he was telling me that as he was traveling, he ran into a guy, well, he came across a guy, I should say, who was kind of stranded. He was out of gasoline for his vehicle. And Joey said, "I'd love to help you. If you had a gas can, it'd be great." And the guy said, "I got one. It's in the trunk." So Joey got this person's gas can and went to a gas station and got some gasoline for him, brought it back to the guy. And while he was getting gasoline for this man, he noticed several police cars. And the good thing is that because Joey was helping this man with, you know, getting the fuel to get him back on the road, the police were able to do, you know, their normal routine things like snipe with radar guns and give tickets to people. So Joey freed up the cops to do that. It's amazing. I remember when, you know, in the 1950s, the cops would help you. They'd actually stop. If you were locked out of your car, they had a tool to unlock your car and let you in. And so if you're trying to, you know, figure out with a coat hanger how you're going to get in your car in the 50s, they didn't slam you against the hood and put you in handcuffs for trying to get in your own car. No, they would actually help you, and they didn't make you prove it was your car. They assumed that if you're trying to get in your car, you were the owner of that car. Or if you had a flat tire and you were a lady and you were struggling with it, they would help you. Now they just drive by. And they're looking for that next customer that will pay them through the ticket process. Stan in Arizona, welcome. You're on USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yep, and you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hello, Rick. Hello, Vincent. Yes. Rick, this is Stan. I came to visit you and sat with you on the air with Vincent. I don't know if you remember. You should.
I'm not sure yet. I need more detail.
Were you at, were you at Rick's house?
I was at Rick's house. You and Grace Thorne. And so I just want to let you know who I was. But my call today is in regards to radiation and spreading bad information. I have a PRM 9000, and I don't know if either of you are familiar with radiationnetwork.com.
No, tell me about it, please.
Okay, so radiationnetwork.com is a source by a gentleman named Tim. I can't remember his last name at the moment. But I'm here. I was in Joshua Tree yesterday, and I opened my turned on my PRM 9000, and I had a spike of 101 and an average of 62 and a maximum of 93 reading. And I had told the lady at the park, I said, you may want to have someone look into this because it's very high. And she gave me a number for a gentleman that was the head of the park area. And before I did that, I wanted to call Tim to make sure that my information was correct before I start spreading bad information. And I had a really good conversation with Tim about the counter and how that works. And in regards to the NETC as well. And one thing that he brought to my attention is that the NETC uses, let's say you have a rain collector and you have a 3 foot wide diameter rain collector. And where my Geiger, my pancake is only probably about 2 inches or an inch and a half, whatnot. So the readings are different as far as the numbers. Also, in the fact that the counters have you have your normal background, so we don't know what the NET's normal background number is. And also, the spikes that I received are troughs or spikes, and that's all there is. So he had mentioned to be concerned at sustained numbers, not spikes on the meter. So,
Stan, I'm looking at NETC.com right now, and I clicked on Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Current counts per minute, 98. It says the low for this area is 9. The high is 212. The average is 41 of beta particles. That's what it says. So it gives us the high, the low, the average, and current. What are we missing?
It's kind of difficult to know what information you're looking at. And then there's a second problem where Europe uses a different kind of standard on radiation counts that, like going from Troy to, binary, I don't know. It's confusing. Normal background is somewhere around 12 to as high as 47 counts a minute. Now, when it changes and it's either drops or goes up from the average, that's a RADCON level alert. They have different levels of the way they do it, and it's all not that easy to understand. My best recommendation is that you get a Geiger counter and that you start becoming more and more familiar with what normal background is, and then, when it starts to change. Right now, Oregon has higher background radiation at 40,000 feet than California. And yeah, they're monitoring it all the way up that way. So I don't know what it all means. I know that when I put a dosimetry badge on, because I'm going to expose myself to radiation, that will probably be over, 100 times normal background radiation. And even at 100 times, that's not considered dangerous if the limitation is short. So, it's different for each of us, and that's why they call it a half-life, or LD50 ratio. That means only 50% die, the other don't. That's how they measure it.
Yes, to cut to the chase, I asked him if he would be, willing to come on the radio, and he said he would. However, he gave me a name of a gentleman who works for International Medcom. And his name is Dan Syth, D-A-N-S-Y-T-H-E. And I'm on his website now. It's called GeigerCounter.com. And I've been in California for about six, 8 months. And I've had my meter with me, and I had my meter on the entire trip. And, you know, I heard your show about a week or two ago about the gentleman who was further south and had higher readings, and he's probably got a totally different counter than I do. But there's a lot to take into consideration per me and Tim's conversation. So instead of going on conjecture on all of our parts, second and third-hand information, there's a gentleman here that actually is supposed to be writing an article that Tim's going to post on his website called theradiationnetwork.com. I suggest you check it out because there's individuals like myself that have the same meter, and they monitor. So it's live, real-time, 24 hours a day online. And so there really is no concern. I mean, there is a concern, but there is no major concern at this point. He has an article that I'm looking at right now called From Half Moon Bay to Fukushima, Managing Fear and Taking Appropriate Action. It's a good read, and I suggest you might want to put a link to it, Vince, on your website there.
Okay.
I'll wait until after this.
Okay, I'm at GeigerCounter.com, and by the way, the cost of the PRM 9000 Geiger counter that you referred to by Mazur Instruments is about $600, so it's not an inexpensive device.
No, that is correct.
Okay, anything else you'd like to share with us, Dan?
No, that's a survivalist.
And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This can be slight.
What are today's top?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we've got several callers on the line. Miles in Europe, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Morning, Doc. Morning, Vincent. Morning, Class.
Good morning.
I'm calling because of your previous caller. Very interesting topic. And I was always boggled why I get higher readings in a surrounding that is more close to the sea. And so one day I had my discovery in electrical engineering here, and we're dealing with Geiger counters. And the secret behind the higher numbers at sea level or at seashore is the alpha emitters that turn into neutron state when they hit a barium or an aluminum particle. Very interesting concept of indirect radiation. So, yes, your caller is right. When you're going more inland, you don't have to face this situation because there's less alpha emitters that can turn into a neutron radiation.
Rick, your thoughts?
Well, you know, there's all different kinds of, there's gamma rays and beta rays. They're all different, and they all do different things. Some do penetration. I'll send you a little mnemonic that I have that gives you a sense of what an electron does, what an ion does, and then what a gamma ray does. Gamma rays, you go through everything.
Well, this is exactly the part how to create a gamma radiation through the alpha. You have a nanoparticulate or a small particulate layer of barium or aluminum that you hit with an alpha ray, and what comes out of it is a gamma ray.
So, you know, I don't know what we're going to do about the radiation. I think that we need to begin thinking about a new form of hygiene. Like when you go outside, you leave your boots at the door so you don't track whatever you've got on your feet into the house.
I agree with you. Guys, that's all I wanted to kick in. So
you'll be with us tomorrow, hour number two.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to that. So if somebody has more experience on this, like taking Geiger counter readings on the Pacific coastline and having, you know, just it would be interesting to find out whether we have somebody in the class who is doing that, finding out higher readings on the Pacific coast, because I did get higher readings on the Pacific coast, and I was boggled why that happens. So
yeah, it's happening right now everywhere.
Yes. Yes. So with that, I let you go. I thank you very much, and guys, have a great day.
Miles, thank you very much. We'll see Miles tomorrow. Hour number two, right here at USAPrepares.com. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent, and hi, Dr. Rick. I just wanted to say something, and I don't mean to get away from the Geiger counter thing, but just before the other gentleman called, you said something about, you know, how that gentleman from Michigan, Joey from Michigan, helped out that motorist, and he didn't have to. He just took it upon
right.
himself to do it, and it freed up a lot of the police. Well, I happened to notice last night there was a state trooper in Massachusetts, and he wasn't looking for any celebrity or anything. He goes, but he saw a homeless woman on the side of a road with a sign trying to, you know, get some donations. And he pulled up, I guess, to a fast food place, got a couple of meals, came back, pulled over, and she was a little frightened. She thought she was going to be kicked out of there. But he says, listen, I'm not here to kick you out. He goes, I'd like you to share lunch with me. So he gave her a choice of the bag. She grabbed one. A passing motorist took a photograph of it. And it just showed the trooper sitting quietly on the bumper of the car and mm-hmm. and the lady there sitting there. And they were just sharing a meal and talking. And, I mean, this is what we need more, because I had a gentleman I ran into, and we were talking. I was a state investigator. He was, a police officer. We were talking. You know, it turned out we shared some things with the veterans there, some veteran organizations. And he told me, he says, you know, he goes, his grandfather was a police officer. He says, you know, his grandfather told him one time, he says, you know, you're here for helping too. And I just wanted to say that, because what I'm saying, there's good people everywhere, and as you know, not so good people. And that's all I wanted to say.
George, I really appreciate that comment. You're absolutely right. And let's suggest that all those in uniform follow the lead of that policeman who helped the person who was hungry and in need of companionship and nourishment. Thanks so much, George, for that. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.